Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
I was reading an interesting study that had been done on human behavior and especially related to inferiority some time back. And I noted that among those who were highly intelligent, and I forget the IQ breakdown, but it was somewhere around 130 and above, suffered from more inferior feelings than those beneath that mark. In fact, it was a great deal amount more than the others. In fact, those that had a relatively low intelligence quota had relatively little inferiority. Thought that was an interesting thing. So inferiority is not related to a low or high IQ necessarily. The second thing that I found interesting was that inferiority is not always noticed on the surface. In fact, more than likely, we mask it in a number of interesting ways. I'm not a psychologist, and I try to stay in my field of work and let them help me understand in their field of work some of these things. And one man that I consulted with about the problem said that there are many compensations that people use to cover up their inferiority. One common one is the personality we frequently call the superiority complex, the boisterous type of person that is always on top of things. I understand from what I read and hear that frequently these have difficulty with the problem of inferiority. You wouldn't expect it on the surface, but the mask of superiority covers it up. Another is sarcasm. And many, many people that we know have strong tendencies towards sarcasm. And often that is a cover-up or a compensation for their inferiority. The third thing I noticed, and I say this by way of clarification, is that this is not always a problem among the non-Christian world. We Christians wrestle with the problem just as much, perhaps a bit more than the non-Christian. We wrestle with it, and we wrestle with it deeply. Don was in our church in New England and frequently attended when his schedule permitted it. And I will never forget asking Don on one occasion to lead in prayer. Don is a born-again young man and certainly has a witness for Christ. I have never had a fellow struggle like that man struggled to lead in prayer. And it was not in a church meeting. It was in a small group gathering. And later he said to me, "Say, come here." And I walked over to him and I said, "Yes." He said, "Would you mind not doing that again?" I have another young friend in mind who was a Westmont graduate, then later graduated from Dallas Seminary, was our intern while we were in a church in New England. He was a bear on a basketball court. But it seemed as though when he walked off the court, all of that left. And while he was in his element, playing the game, you couldn't touch him. He was aggressive and he was a leader and he was forceful. In fact, 2 years was the captain of the team in college. But when he was in the normal routine of life, just slipped away, hopefully, out of anybody's sight so that they wouldn't see him. And now has begun to work on that problem of inferiority. It isn't always obvious on the surface. And you see men and everything from the military to athletic contests or whatever, men in their own field who find very great comfort and ease in doing their work, but behind the scenes there is this problem.
If you struggle with feelings of inferiority, realize that God made you. You're a work of art from the mind of God. And resist the temptation to compare yourself with others. Your loving Heavenly Father has given you unique gifts and abilities. There's no one in the world like you. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, The Problem of Inferiority, was copyrighted in 1972, and the Slave Track sound recording was copyrighted in 2014 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.